of Doom.
Seven heirs of old Elzebub Madoc at the time of his murder. Seven trapped in the House of Doom by old Elzebub's will. Which said they must stay in the old house for 7 days after his death. And if any of the seven should die, his inheritance would be divided among the rest. A crafty scream. And now Ezra has been poisoned, murdered, and something has happened to Robert. What will be the fate of the others? No one knows. Only I know. And who am I? I am the host of the Guests of Doom.
Oh, Uncle Robert. Uncle Robert.
Yeah, there now, Lucy.
But is he... Well, is he dead?
What's happened here?
It's Robert.
He dropped down there all of a sudden.
I knew something like this would happen.
Oh, quiet, please.
All right. Heart is beating.
Let me see.
It was perfectly all right. And then...
He's all right. Something knocked him out. Donovan.
Yes, Doc, I'm coming.
But what happened to him? I don't know yet.
What's the matter, Doc? Oh, my gosh, another
one. No, Donovan, he's alive.
Well, thank heaven for that.
Yes, but we'd better get him up to his room. Here, give us a hand, Will. We'll make sure he's all right and then find out what happened to him. Come in here, Will, please. I'd rather talk with you away from the rest.
Certainly, Dr. Congreve.
I'd rather get one picture at a time. So you tell me first just what did happen.
Well, I hardly know. One minute he was standing over there, right where you're standing now, talking to us. And next he'd fallen to the floor.
Was he perfectly all right? I mean, before he fell.
Oh, yes, perfectly. He turned pale, started to say something, and then collapsed. It hardly took half a minute.
Hmm. What was he doing when it happened?
Lighting a cigarette.
A cigarette?
Yes, here it is.
Don't touch it.
Why?
Sorry if I startled you. Well, I suppose there's no real need for picking it up with tweezers. Here, Will, smell this. Oh, go ahead. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you.
Rather odd. What is it?
Cyanide of potassium at the end of the cigarette. Where did he get the cigarette?
From a package. There it is, just where he dropped it. He took the package from his vest pocket.
Yeah. These are odd cigarettes.
They're an Egyptian brand. He sends away for them. Horrible tasting, if you ask me, but he seems to like them. Picked up the taste over there.
Hmm. The rest of them seem to be all right. Only the one was poisoned. And apparently whoever fixed it intended the poison for only Robert. But how was it done? How could anyone get at his cigarettes?
Easily enough. He keeps a carton of them in his suitcase. None of our doors are locked. There aren't any keys, as you know. Anyone could slip into his room, take out a package of cigarettes, poison one, reseal the package, and put them back in the carton.
Yes, it could have been done easily enough, and anyone could have done it. Well, it's a good thing that the poisoner didn't know that this wasn't the fatal dose, anyway.
How is he?
Oh, he's all right. I left Donovan with him. Donovan's as good as a nurse, and it won't take him long to recover. He only got enough to knock him out anyway.
I suppose you suspect me this time.
Why?
Because I share a room with Robert. It'd be easier for me to get at his cigarettes.
Well, thanks for pointing it out. Yes, I thought of that. But as I've said before, I suspect everybody, Will. Everybody.
Well,
Robert.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, much better, thanks. I didn't get much of a dose. I'll be all right again before long.
Robert,
Did you poison my cigarette? No. No, of course not.
I don't know what to say, but I...
But you didn't. That's all right. I believe you.
It looks as though I might have.
Well, you share this room with me. You could get at my cigarettes very easily. You know that I only smoke a certain brand. And of course, with me out of the way, your inheritance would be considerably larger.
Yes, I've just been thinking about all that.
And I suppose if I looked, I might find some cyanide of potassium in your possession. Yes? No? Oh, well. Well, I don't expect to. In fact, Will, even if I found that you did have an ample supply of the deadliest poisons and had been seen acting in a suspicious manner, I believe they call it, I wouldn't have the slightest suspicion of you.
Seriously, Rob, that poison didn't get on the end of your cigarette by accident.
Clever of you to think of that.
Well, you don't seem very worried about it.
No. Should I be? I have another carton of cigarettes that I know hasn't been tampered with. I don't think it'll happen again.
But who did it?
I don't know.
One person must be responsible for this poison business. It's happened 3 times now.
One time more. And it'll be getting to be a habit.
Robert, this is serious.
I know it will. But for the love of heaven, give me a chance to think clearly.
Oh, I'm sorry. But after all, Rob, I've never said much about it, but you're about the best friend I have. This poison attempt.
I know. I know, Will. But hang it all. Now that we know someone has it in for me, we'll be much more careful. And there won't be a chance in the world of anything happening.
But what I want to know is, who's behind all this? Good Lord, Rob. Oliver, then Ezra, and now you.
And quite possibly you, if you don't watch your step.
And that leaves Hattie, Marissa, and Lucy.
Would Hattie have tried to poison Oliver?
No.
You're sure?
Positive.
Well, that leaves Marissa and Lucy.
Not Lucy, Robert. It can't be Lucy.
I know how you feel about her. And I don't mind saying that I think you're right. Anyway, I hope you're right. But, Will, you can't tell. You never can tell.
It's impossible for me to believe it. She seems too young, too innocent. It simply isn't possible.
I know. And I hope you're right. But you never know, Will. You never know.
Robert, do you feel able to talk all right?
Oh, perfectly. I was just laid out for a while.
Have you any idea as to who might have had access to your cigarettes?
Almost anybody. They were right in my room here, and the door hasn't been locked any of the time.
No suspicions?
Yes, I have.
Marissa?
Yes.
Oh, perhaps you're right.
Beastly thing to say about a member of one's own family.
Oh, I understand that, of course.
And yet, Marissa likes me less than, well, than any of the others. I don't think she likes any of us.
No, I don't think I'd put it quite that way. Say rather that she doesn't dislike any of you as individuals, but because you don't conform to her beliefs, she dislikes you all generally.
Yes, you're right.
I believe she'd go to almost any lengths to further her ideas, but murder, I don't know.
And yet, when you figure it out by mathematics...
Mathematics?
Yes. A simple lesson in subtraction. Oliver's out because an attempt was made to poison him. Ezra was poisoned. Hattie's out. I hardly think she'd try to poison Oliver. And now, I'm out.
And that leaves Will, Marissa, and Lucy.
Yes. And of the three, I'd be inclined to suspect...
Yes, yes, I know what you're going to say. She may be guilty, but at any rate, she'll be watched so closely that there won't be another attempt.
I searched the old maid's room, Doc.
Good, Donovan. What did you find?
No poison, but I found the book.
Which one?
The book on magic. Here it is.
Well, Secrets and Rites of the Black Art. That would attract Miss Butterfield.
Yeah, look inside of it, Doc.
Why, that's funny.
Looks like somebody cut a piece out of it.
Yes, but that's a queer way to mutilate a book, Donovan. Why not just tear out the pages instead of cutting a hole right in the center of the book?
Huh? Would be a piece of a place to hide anything, Doc, wouldn't it?
That's right, it would. Say, I wonder if that's what it was used for. You didn't find anything in it, did you, Donovan?
No, nothing.
Now, what could have that been used to hide?
Do you suppose the old maid did it?
Oh, no, it was done some time ago. See how those page edges are rubbed? What do you suppose anyone would want to do that for? I wonder. Yes, I wonder.
Donovan, I know it. You got something? Doc!
Yeah. Yes, I knew there was some significance to these books. I know the answer to two things now, and I think I may be near the answer to the whole mystery.
Is Dr. Congreve right? Does he know who poisoned Ezra? Who tried to poison Oliver? And then Robert? And who murdered old Elzevir Manor? Dr. Congreve is a clever man, but he may not know enough to forestall the fate that hangs over the guests of doom. And what's going to happen to them, eh? Who knows? No one knows. Not even Dr. Congreve himself. But I know. Because I am the host of the guests of doom.